When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
All right. Got a good show planned for you guys. Going to talk. What do we talk? We talk about a very rare Newman car that we're going to think about taking out, firing up. We got our car show coming up at the Peterson.
Yeah.
Talk about
some rule changes at Carmel. City of Carmel for Monterey Car Week.
And some thievery. Yeah. What's being stolen off of cars these days? I didn't think anything, but I was dead wrong.
Yeah,
turns out we have victims in the room, multiple victims. Max Pata was victimized. His whole family was victimized.
Targeted him.
I'll tell you about Tommy John. Tommy John, they don't give an F. They give three Fs. Fabric, fit, function, proprietary fabrics that perform like nothing you've ever worn before. No wedgie guarantee, comfortable stay-put waistbands, luxurious soft, feather-light, moisture-wicking, breathable fabrics, no bunching, no riding up. If you don't love your first pair, get a full refund, best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. I'm wearing mine now. Everyone wears theirs around here. You don't go back. Once you go with Tommy John, you don't go back to your old underpants or undershirts. I'm wearing it. I'm wearing an undershirt now.
Yeah.
You can buy retail, by the way, at over 1,200 retail locations across the United States, including Nordstrom stores nationwide. So let's go. Let's get the best. Let's get Tommy John, right, man?
Yeah. Hurry to TommyJohn.com/CarCast for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/CarCast for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/CarCast.
Yeah. All right. Kalen gave a very haphazard finger point. It was a side.
I think you missed the first one.
Yeah, you missed the first one.
You missed the first one.
Oh, got a strong first one.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it was good.
I was listening to the music. I feel like the first finger point may have been a little premature. I don't know. All right. Yeah, I'm signing a bunch of Shelby American jacket covers for Blu-ray. So I'm looking down at this huge pile.
I got a
brick. Well, evidently not. I didn't see Kalen's big finger. All right. I usually smell that finger coming before I see it. Get it on, man. Got to get it on. Our church, they're going to mandate get it on. And welcome to CarCast. What's going on in your world?
Oh, man. We're getting ready. We're only a few weeks away now from our big CarCast Live event at the Peterson Museum. And from our friends at Haggerty and Jegs. So we're going to be doing, you guys got to come out to the show. We want you to see all the cars. We want to see all of your cars. March 21st, you can get tickets at adamcroll.com or peterson.org/carcast.
Uh-huh.
It starts at 2:00 in the afternoon. There's going to be a big car show.
Mm.
We're going to judge the car show. We're going to do probably what we did last year. We'll do like your pick, my pick, best of show, people's choice.
Mm-hmm.
Just got an email from my friends at Jegs this morning,
mm-hmm.
and then they're going to be giving away some prizes and stuff to the winners of those categories.
What car should I bring out there?
So we're thinking about that. We're trying to decide what to bring. You know, we've got Porsches, we've got BRE cars. It's kind of want to think about what did we bring last year? 935.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hino with the 510.
Right. That's what we brought last year.
Yeah.
Was that a year ago?
That was last year. It was almost, well, I think it was same month. March.
I do
March.
The last year math. That much I did. But I mean, it was March of, it was I, 1 year.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm thinking,
time is flying, man.
Yeah.
That
was a 10th year anniversary for us.
Jesus
this
Christ.
This is 11.
Holy
11 years.
Christ. All right. So, you know, the Porsche's cool. VRE's cool. I'm trying to think of what else. People love 510s. And that different drummer 510s are really cool piece. You know, maybe that different drummer 510.
Oh, that's
people
a good car.
You know, I'll tell you, dudes, I guess there's different kinds of car guys. There's, you know, there's the Mopar guys and there's your kind of T-bucket guys and your old school guys or whatever. But the car dudes, they love that 510.
Yeah.
That is, I don't know, maybe it's a SoCal thing. I feel like those 510s are probably the most hot-rodded Japanese, definitely the most hot-rodded Japanese sedan ever, right? Yeah. Like everyone. You would be hard-pressed. Let me make this bold statement. Is there another car where there's more modified versions of it than there are stock versions of it? I think there's probably five modified and oftentimes highly modified 510s for every 1.5 bone stock 510s. You don't even see bone stock 510s. You don't see 510s that don't have a set of rims on them or something.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see them on Bring a Trailer. When's the last time you saw a 510 on Bring a Trailer for sale that didn't have twin Mikuni carbs and Panasport rims?
And do you think it would pull a premium?
I think
it would pull a premium.
I think nowadays, if you found one that had been completely untouched, it would fetch you a premium.
Percentage wise, the only thing I can think of that probably everybody has modified or breathed on a little bit would be like a Jeep.
Yeah.
You know,
but even that, you probably see more stock ones rolling up and down.
Yeah, there's
the
still
highway.
Quite a few.
Yeah, and then there's the Dodge Magnum wagon.
I saw a dude rolling in one of those the other day. He couldn't have been prouder.
Who's dumber? The Dodge Magnum wagon guy or PT Cruiser convertible?
I forgot they even had that thing.
I saw one. I was like, I still think the Magnum wagon guy's dumber than the PT Cruiser convertible guy, because the PT Cruiser convertible guy is a middle-aged lesbian who's like a school teacher, right?
The Magnum, he can hot rod it a little bit.
Oh yeah, there's no such.
I'm not saying 24-inch wheels. I'm saying you could, you know.
You can add
exhaust, the horsepower,
they don't
the
care.
Supercharger.
No, all they do is put a limo tint on that car and put huge rims on it. You've never seen one of those cars in white.
No, I haven't seen one in white.
With stock rims.
But you've got all that room for 15-inch woofers in the back.
Yeah. I like the idea that I like when people were adding a lot of MDF, medium density fiberboard, like making there's nothing heavier than you taking a sheet of 3/4 MDF and like whacking it up into a box,
That's what you need for the sound.
I know, but it's so goddamn physically heavy. Like the amount of weight you're putting in your car. Stereo system. What the hell?
Big system.
Are we done with the big systems?
Are we done with the big systems? I don't know. I think the big systems have weaned off a little bit, but systems haven't.
Doesn't everything just come with a good system or good enough system?
You can,
now?
But if you think of like a lot of the older cars or people are sort of modernizing a little bit, like the stuff you see at SEMA, there's always, there's a 10-inch woofer and a small box or something in the back, and you can hot rod it a little bit,
Yeah.
You know, like I put a modern sound system in my Lightning so I can have CarPlay and touchscreen and.
Yeah, I guess. What we're talking about, God, remember those days of like trying to cut out the doors and put the speakers in there?
Yeah.
And they never
I did it sort of a direct replacement. I didn't want to cut them up.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at some old cars and you pull off the door panel, you'll see the inside of those things all whacked
almost
up.
Everything. Almost every car you buy old that says, hey, this is stock, matching numbers, pull off a door panel.
Yeah.
Something's in there.
Yeah.
Even the Lamborghini, I think your 350 GT.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Somebody, I don't know, put a speaker or something in a door, swap something out, and just... By the way, who listens to the stereo in a 350 Lamborghini when you got that beautiful 12?
The Opera, that 3.5 12-cylinder, six carbs. Yeah. Yeah, I remember, car stereos were a thing. People selling car stereos. There's always some dude who had a car stereo, wanted to sell it. There was the kind you pulled out of the dash. There was the saddest thing with the car stereo to me was they had the ones where you'd pull the whole brick out.
Yeah.
You pull the whole brick out of, and you just carry the thing around with you go out to dinner. So you wouldn't get your car stereo stolen. But if you kept pulling it in, pushing it in and pulling it out, pushing it in, pulling it out, the mount would always start getting a little sloppy because there's really nothing in there to really physically mount it.
It's just a tin shell.
Yeah.
With some fold out tabs.
With like tech screws into sheet metal and plastic. Like if you take a towel bar and you just put it in the drywall and you put a couple of those plastic screw shields in it.
Yeah.
It's just, it always comes loose. You got to sink something into a stud
to
suck it up, you know? Now, if you want to just mount the towel bar and you're just filming and you need a towel, you need a bathroom that looks like a bathroom, it's fine. If you're going to keep using it, if you're going to keep pulling, and it's like people would be fighting with it. And then at some point they came up with the faceplate that popped off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah. God.
People still steal them. If they want them, they're going to take them.
Not anymore, though. Nobody's.
Nobody wants stereos.
When's the last time anyone you know has had a stereo stolen from their car and or a TV stolen from their house or apartment? Because people used to steal TVs all the time.
Yeah.
And they used to steal stereos all the time. And people would break into people's houses and just steal equipment all the time.
What do they steal now? Computers? Laptops?
They steal laptops.
And phones. Do you steal phone?
Now, phones are pretty much useless to steal because of the tracking. And
Nowadays, you can brick the phone. Basically, you can remotely wipe it.
And
I don't know. There's no real point.
Are we at the point where we're not stealing stuff anymore? Where we're doing down, you know, we're stealing people's identity and stuff like that it's all cyber stuff. But I mean, people used to steal rims, hubcaps, like rims. There was everyone who had a decent set of rims on their car had the locking lug.
Yeah.
Right? Because you get your rims stolen.
Yeah. You used to have that radio that would just take the faceplate off and you stick it in your glove box and lock it.
Yeah, that doesn't do much. Actually, the most recent stealing of the rims was a couple of like GM employees took the new Corvette C8, which wasn't even out yet, like a month or two ago, out someplace, parked it on the side of the road, and within hours, somebody already took the rims off of it.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody jacked the rims, and then they showed up like at a swap meet in Florida.
Because they were so new?
Yeah, I guess.
But did they know what they were doing?
They did, because they left it like pivoting on like bricks or a log or something. They said, and you have to look it up, Chris. I don't think the car was parked there for more than 2 hours.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let's just review that last line of questioning. Did they know what they were doing? Yes, because they left it on a log.
Right. Well, it meant they were prepared to take all four wheels quickly.
Right.
And just kind of what they did is they teeter-tottered the car. They did.
Oh, really?
They like took the... They jacked up the front and tilted it and then...
But well, hold on a second. I'm still asking my question, which is, I know they intentionally stole the rims.
Yes.
I'm not asking did they do it on purpose or did they know what they were doing. I'm saying is, did they know those rims were valuable because it was the prototype or the first or the whatever, or was it?
Okay. We didn't get a conversation with the crew, so we can't really know what their intentions were, but they obviously were looking to steal a set of rims off of something because they had the gear to do it.
Right, but
and I guess they thought, hey, maybe this is a cool car, this will be valuable.
But they didn't know. They took the C7R, like, it wasn't a prototype, but it was like new. Like,
it's new.
They're not out there.
So that begs the question, are car thieves and people that steal pieces from cars, are they car guys?
No, but
because Nick Cage was.
That's right.
Gone in 60 seconds.
Gone in 60 seconds. We ran that go-kart track at the beginning. So my question still remains, which is, did they just steal random rims, or did they steal these new rims because they were those rims? I mean, I get they stole rims.
Yeah.
But did they know what they were, when I say did they know what they were doing, I meant did they know what they had
right.
with those rims?
I don't know. I think they got to know something. I think they got to think.
All right. I'm going to put
they're in Detroit. They're like, it's a cool car. We know it's coming out
what
there.
What if my Corvette was 2 years old and I pulled out there?
Yeah.
Would they steal the rims? They would? We don't know.
I mean, if they were in rim stealing mode.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. They stole those rims. Snow on the ground and everything. Yeah. Well.
And it's funny how they did it. They put something under the car so they can teeter-totter it.
Well, they're good if you can find the CG, the center of gravity, you know from flying.
Mm-hmm.
You know the center of gravity. If you can find the center of gravity, then you just slide a log under there and then push down. It'll teeter-totter on it. Interesting. The other thing that has made this what has made the world your oyster for thieves is the battery operated everything.
Yeah.
If you can get a impact gun from DeWalt that's battery operated, you can get a Sawzall that's battery operated. I mean, you get a metal cutting blade, an 18-volt Sawzall, and a little can of WD-40.
You can get anything.
You can go anywhere you want, right?
But why steal the rims off a car that isn't even out yet? Doesn't seem like it's kind of traceable at this point, you know? Swap meet guy in Florida.
You're right.
Where'd you get the rims?
I don't think these guys were international jewel thieves. I don't think they knew what they were. I don't think they knew what they were getting.
No.
All right.
They're kind of goofy.
You had your hubcap stolen from your Prius?
Yeah. In the alley behind my apartment, both of the left side of my Prius had the hubcaps missing. So before work, I go on Craigslist. I'm like, okay, I'll just buy some new ones. I mean, they're not that expensive. And this guy had two of them. He lives down the street from me when I went. I think I just bought back my own hubcaps.
Yeah, what he wanted.
How much are they?
I got 20 bucks for both of them.
10 bucks a piece?
Yeah.
Man.
It seems so low grade.
That's why I was just like, I'm not even going to argue this. Just give me my hubcaps. And I put them on. I went to work.
Wow.
Did you write your name in them like your underwear?
I should mark them.
I profess to not really understand most of humanity anymore.
One of the most stolen things now in cars is catalytic converters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And if you're rolling around in like the little, like the CRV where there's enough ground clearance just slide under there, you're just stealing catalytic converters.
My fiance had a CRV.
Oh, really?
Stolen right from under her.
She's running around with no cat?
Yeah. Back to my...
And they're expensive.
Yeah.
Back to the Sawzall, right?
Yeah, that's it.
That was what they used.
Get that Sawzall, get the can of WD-40, and just whack it right off. All right, let me tell you about ButcherBox, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, heritage breed pork, free-range organic chicken, wild sockeye salmon from Bristol Bay, Alaska, sent right to your home. Free shipping anywhere in the U.S. Alaska and Hawaii are excluded. Each box has between 9 and 11 pounds of meat, enough for 24 individual meals. Olga made up the butcher box last night. We had some steaks. New subscribers get free ground beef for life and 2 pounds of 100% grass-fed and finished beef free in every box, plus 20 bucks off your first box. So just do this.
I got some of the bacon left.
It's much better than it needs to be. The meat is a higher quality than you would ever think. The salmon is amazing. It's all great. ButcherBox.com/carcast or enter the promo code carcast to check out. 2 pounds of beef and free, plus 20 bucks off first box. ButcherBox.com/carcast. Yeah, I guess people are. Yeah, you're right. The catalytic converter.
Catalytic converters.
It is. It's crazy, the sort of catfish people, the people that are stealing aluminum ladders for the aluminum, the people that are stealing wiring for the copper, pulling copper.
Yeah.
It's just a whole weird catfish mentality.
Those
people
are weird.
People just skimming along, sucking stuff off the floor. You know what I mean? Just stuff that's left alone, yeah. Stuff that's left out.
There's a difference between like trolling the trash cans for you know the stuff that's thrown away. To you're right, like going onto a job site and start stealing the wiring.
Oh yeah, I mean there's a whole recycling center a mile away from here, and there's people just constantly pushing those carts, just picking up everything that can be recycled. But there's a difference between that and someone pulling all the copper wiring out of your conduit of your building that you're wiring up.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, who the fuck raised these people? What's going on? I read somebody, I don't know what you know about this. Oh, yeah, we won the Motor Press Guild Award for Best of the Year feature video in Shelby American.
That's great.
Nate promptly broke our big glass.
Of course.
We took a nice picture
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, oh, there's the award. Looks good.
Yeah, and then Nate broke it. Okay, so anyway.
So was that.
I didn't get to see it in person.
Jeez.
Not since when I used to do Loveline. I remember we won, me and Dr. Drew won Syndicated Show of the Year or something. And our producer, Ann, like had it in her office. And we worked at Westwood One, you know, and we won. And it was like, I don't know, some months later or something. And I would say to Ann, what happened to winning Syndicated Show of the Year? And she's like, oh, yeah, we got a plaque or something. I'd go, well, you should bring it in, you know? She's like, yeah, it's in my office. I go, okay, well, just when you're in your office, bring it in. I don't think she ever brought it in. Like, it just went months, and I never saw it. I'm still unclear today whether we won Syndicated Show of the Year or not.
Maybe she dropped it and felt bad. Maybe she broke it.
It was probably a wooden plaque. We got to get back to cups and plaques. What do you know about the Carmel events in Monterey? And
right.
There's somebody wrote an article about...
Talking about taking away a good thing. Apparently, Chris will have the specifics. The city of Carmel wants to limit how many events... excuse me. How many events they can do during Monterey Car Week. And I think they're going to limit it to like two major events. I don't know how this affects all the smaller pop-up events, like, hey, Aston Martin's going to do a pop-up party or Alfa Romeo or something. But the guys at the Pebble Beach Concours feel like they're safe, and their tour, you know, their you know, their drive that they do, they said they're not going to grow it, but they feel like they're safe. They're going to be included in this. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean...
Yeah, so what it is the policy would limit the number of downtown events to two beginning next year, forbid new ones, prevent the current shows from expanding, and determine if the city should regulate non-city events like Aston Martin at Sunset Center, the Carmel Mission Classic, and define the length of, quote, week, which actually is running 10 days.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those things where, you know, the residents are like, we can't drive around,
yeah,
and we can't whatever, but obviously brings so much commerce and so much attention and so much whatever to your town every week, you know.
And not exactly unsavory people.
No, but it's the new world order, which is we want to make rules, and you guys are doing stuff, and we need to preside over you, and... you know, there's this new thing where kind of like parsing everything out, which is like it sort of happened. It happens on a micro and a macro level, but it started happening when everything just went to like debit cards and electronic payments and direct deposit and stuff like that. Like, you will learn if you ever get a house and you have people that live in the house.
Yeah.
And you pay for everything in the house. The people live in the house do not treat you like you pay for everything in the house at all. At all.
Yeah.
It's kind of the opposite. They're kind of shitty to you when they're eating and stuff. It's a weird phenomenon, but I've seen it. I know. It's like everybody, they love all the money that comes pouring in, but they're going to separate it. But they'll go, we love all the money, but we don't like the traffic.
Yeah.
So we're going to start cutting events so we don't get all the traffic. It's like, yeah, but that's all the money.
Yeah.
That we've now figured out a society where we fucking separate the people that pay for everything and all that it brings. And we've decided we want to live in this house, but we don't want you in this house telling us what to do.
Right.
Right. But I pay for everything. Right. Yeah, we don't care about that part.
Yeah.
We want this part. And we want this and this. So we want all the revenue that comes into our town, and we don't want any of the traffic.
Right.
But what they don't understand is the reason there's traffic is because you have revenue.
Right, because of the events and because of what's going on over there.
Right.
Yeah.
It's perfect. They're just going to fuck everything up over there. And how long?
Kinda, I don't know.
It's how kinda long could you do something like that before the city folks like started to get involved?
You notice how the reaction always, it always starts off negative. Like, we've got to cap all this stuff.
Right.
It's never, hey, how can we support you and make it better for the residents? Is that possible? Can we explore that first? Can we reach out? You know, can we go 5 miles this way, 8 miles that way? And
right.
Can we invest some of that money into roads or traffic signs and lights or whatever? Like, can we make it all better?
Yeah. Well, either way, I got to sign up a car over there.
Yeah.
So we should figure that out.
Ooh, speaking of cars, I got another question for you. First, let me tell you guys about Geico. You're talking about you're owning a home. Maybe you own a home. Maybe you rent a home. Well, could be a lot of work, but you know what's easy? It's bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. And that's a good thing because you already have a lot to do around your home already. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Just go to geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Yeah.
A thought would be, we're having our Peterson event March 21st, but we're also going to be – we're selling a small group of tickets for the morning to come get a tour of your garage.
Uh-huh.
You should take one of the cars, think about what, and maybe bring it out to the lot and fire it up for everybody to see.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a few new additions to the collection, but everybody loves the 935, so
mm-hmm. –
you got any thoughts on what could be a nice treat for those? I think there's only 50 tickets available.
God, there's that big twin turbo car, the big V8 car.
Oh, yeah. That hasn't been fired up in a while.
In a while. That'd be a good car to
see a good
out
car.
In public,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's a cool car to fire up.
That's a crazy piece, right? Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that car.
That could be kind of fun. So that's the 79...
280ZX.
The 280ZX.
Twin turbo.
You guys have seen the car. It's got the big bodywork on it. It's in Forza Motorsport as well.
Yeah, it's got the big... It's got the Japanese V8 in it, which I think is like a 4-liter. Maybe it's a 4.5 if memory serves. And it also, if memory serves, has like a Chevy bottom end and a Ford heads configuration. Yeah. I was told when I was asking somebody this Japanese V8, and the Japanese are pretty famous for just ripping off our stuff and just making it a little better and a little cheaper and a little smaller and a little lighter, you know. Somebody once told me, and I don't know enough about Ford versus Chevy and V8s. That's just not my bag. But somebody said they kind of took the bottom end of a Chevy and the top end of a Ford, or it's vice versa. I can't remember.
And the story that we heard about that was an engine that was used, obviously, in a very, you know, low level, very, you know, not with the cool intake and the sheet metal intake. But that was the engine long block, basically, that was used in like the limousines or Lincoln Town cars. And then we hosted an event, and one of the guys from Nissan of Japan, who actually only spoke Japanese, when we asked him, he confirmed that story. He said, yeah, that is basically where the engine started.
Yeah, they had a sedan that was like a four-door, seemed like a Crown Vic or Town Car type thing, and it was like called the Presidential or something like that.
Yeah,
and that's the car, that's the engine that was in there.
And this is a cool car to fire up. This thing's almost 1,000 horsepower.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, talk about pushing the rules. I mean, Sharp getting hold of an engine from another car, putting it in a 280ZX. A 280ZX in 79 had a straight six in it. I think they had a turbo in 80. Boy, that 280ZX must have had a turbo in 80, Max Pata. Did they have a turbo in 79? For some reason, I remember 80. But either way, They had a turbo and a straight six or a naturally aspirated straight six. You're taking a V8 and putting a twin turbo in it and just putting it in from another car. That's kind of nuts.
It seems like they were really stretching the rules, but But the whole configuration of that car, when you see the bodywork and the hatch in the back and what they did, putting Plexi over it to keep the original tail lights and the firewall and all that stuff, it's a pretty crazy car. That I don't know that it was super successful because it got too complex.
I think Turbo came in 81. They didn't even have a Turbo in 79 or 80.
It's got the inboard brakes on the rear.
I would go ahead and call that car the most sophisticated / complicated car of its era.
Definitely one of the most original because just
most bespoke. That thing made a 935 look like a 510 in terms of simplicity. It's a tub. It's a 911 tub. It's got the big fiberglass flares on it. That car was no anything tub. Or, well, maybe it was a Z. Maybe it started as...
Well, it only really needs like the firewall and the A-pillars and like the rear lights. There wasn't much left. But what's crazy about it is you take all that bodywork off and you just look underneath. They're just... The amount of hoses and cooling and coolers all over the frame of this thing, all over the tube frame and everything they put, like, it's just an incredibly complex car.
I believe
interesting. We blew the whole thing apart to photograph it for Forza, remember?
I talked to Sharp about it. That thing was, I think it's just a pure two-frame car. I talked to Sharp about it, and Sharp said that Newman took it, and he put it on the pole at Pocono, I think.
Yeah.
Or some one of these places. I don't know, Max Pata. Look up, see if Paul Newman, twin turbo, 1979 ZX pole or something, see if it comes up. But he put it on the pole somewhere. And then I've told the story before. And then all the other drivers got pissed off. The guys who are driving the 935s and stuff. They're like, it's a cheater car. Come on.
Yeah,
and
look at it.
And
not a lot of hidden stuff on that car. Like it's.
And it's Sharp because Sharp is Bob Sharp, the salesman. Hi, it's Bob Sharp. Call him up. No one else answers. I answer the phone this way.
Hello?
Who's this? He's Bob Sharp. Call him up. We should call him on the air one of these days just to have him pick up the phone and go, Bob Sharp.
Bob Sharp.
So Bob just goes, hey, everyone, calm down. Paul put it on the pole. That's good news for everybody. Going to get a lot of press because Paul Newman's on the pole. And come talk to me after the race. If he wins the race, then we can talk. So far, he's just on the pole. Yeah. We don't know what's going to happen. And sure enough, the car broke or something like that, and some 935 won the race.
It was fun.
People left him alone. All right. Any news of that car? A lot of footage of that car. It is in the one-of-one department. I mean, you know, you can talk about...
Ooh, Sean hates that term.
You can talk about one-of-one.
One of one.
You can talk.
He's like, there's just the one.
One. It's not right. One of one. It's just it's the
just,
one.
It's just.
You can talk about 935s. There's a smattering of them spread around. And you can talk about Ferrari GTOs. There's 35 of those or 40 of those or something spread around. And talk about really unique cars. But, man. And then you can go make your own shit in the backyard with a welding torch. But I mean, this car is one. There's one of these cars, and it's really recognizable. Like, people know the car.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it cool. It's got to be recognizable and one. You know, even the Batmobile and stuff like that, there's like three of them.
Did he use it in a press kit or an ad? I recall him, like, seeing some pictures.
There's just
the
a lot of pictures of it because it was so massive.
I think I remember seeing it, like, in the press kit for their, you know, for their sponsor fundraising.
All right. Max Patty, find anything? Let's see. No, Newman. Man. What? Repeat to me what you're searching.
Paul Newman, 1979, ZX, twin turbo, pole.
Okay, see what happens. Let me tell you about Tommy John. They don't give an F. They give three Fs, everybody. Fabric, fit and function, proprietary fabrics that perform like nothing you've ever worn before. No wedgie guarantee, comfortable stay-put waistbands, luxurious, soft, feather-light, moisture-wicking, breathable fabrics designed to move with you, no bunching or riding up. If you don't love your first pair, you get the full refund with the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Or if you don't want to go online, you can just shop retail. They're in over 1,200 retail locations across the country, including Nordstrom stores nationwide. I'm wearing mine now. They are the best when you travel. They're perfect. They're perfect when you travel because they're light and you can roll them up and pack them real easy. But one of the advantages is if you go hit that gym and hit that treadmill, you know, at 2-3 in the afternoon and work up a little lather, you take those things out. When you're done, hang them out in your bathroom, hang them on the towel bar or something, go out to dinner or whatever that night. When you're packing it up and leaving at 7 a.m. the next morning, they're dry.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than packing up something wet. You got to find the bag. It's heavy. No, let's just air dry, lickety split. It's the best. It's Tommy John. All right, Matt?
Yeah, hurry to TommyJohn.com/carcast for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/carcast for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/carcast.
All right, I'm going to be in Indy tonight and tomorrow night as well, doing two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. So come on out and say hi. Always a couple tickets left, and I'll say hi after the show and so on and so forth. I want to go to that Indy Museum.
Yeah.
Get down there. I don't know. We could talk to Bruce Meyer or something. I'm trying to work that one out.
I think Urizelero is out there as well. Somebody hit me up and said they know where Urizelero is. If you want to go see it.
Is it the Indy Museum?
No, I think it's at a different location.
Oh, a different location.
Yeah, but it's in that area.
Mm. I don't miss it.
Yeah.
All right. You can go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows and check out Chassy as well, Chassy, if you like as well. Because we have all the Blu-rays and everything there. 1985 Lime Rock. No, that would have been a 300 ZX, not a 280 ZX. Matt, what do you got?
Follow us on Motorator on social media and get tickets. Bring your car out to the Peterson Museum March 21st.
Yeah, we'll have some good notable names there, some good car guys there. We'll be there. We'll be showing some movies. It's going to be a good event. So, till next time, Adam Kroll for Matt the Motorator, DeAndrea saying keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit CarCastShow.com.
Geico, do you own, do you rent? You probably do one or the other. How about you bundle your insurance at Geico? Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners and renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around the house. Just go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could be saving on your homeowners insurance and your renters insurance when you bundle them together at Geico. That is geico.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.